I'm going to give you a word now, quasi. You're going to hear a lot more of it if you haven't heard much of it so far, because quasi has just been named the 2017 Word of the Year by the Australian National Dictionary Centre in Canberra. Quasi apparently means, quote, a person who is a dual citizen of Australia and New Zealand, a New Zealander living in Australia, or a person of Australian and New Zealand descent. Barnaby Joyce, probably right now the most well-known quasi, but it was first coined back in 2002, this word, to describe Kiwi Australian actor Russell Crowe. Dr. Amanda Lagerson is the director of the Australian National Dictionary Centre. Amanda Lagerson, welcome to RM Breakfast.
Good morning, Fran.
Now, we've done a straw poll here in the breakfast team and no one's heard of quasi before. Where did it come from?
Yeah, well, it was brought to our attention because of the dual citizenship crisis this year. We hadn't actually been aware of it before then. At the Australian National Dictionary Centre, what we're looking at, well, our research focuses on Australianism, so we were particularly interested to do more work on this word. And we were able to track quite a lot of use of it on social media over the last few years. As you mentioned, a 2002 article is the very first evidence that we were able to find. So it's definitely out there. It's particularly perhaps a social media word. As we know, social media has become a real driver of lexical innovation over the mm-hmm. last few years. And we thought it also captured something about the dual citizenship crisis, which of course was a central event
for Australia. That brings in a few things, because most dictionaries like Oxford and Macquarie, they publish words of the year around this time, but your team focuses on Australian words. And you mentioned there, you know, social media use, particularly Australian circumstances. What is the process? Because you must have, I know you've had more words than this in the shortlist. We'll come to some of those. But what is the process then? How do you mark things off?
Yeah, well, through the year, I mean, we're looking at Australianisms generally. So we collect Australianisms through the year. We do a lot of research and work on Australianisms. So our shortlist is often drawn from this broader work that we're doing on Australian English through the year. I mean, there are obviously a lot of international terms that were pretty central this year, a lot of things to do with Trump and Brexit and so on. But as you say, we really do look for things that are Australian. So we usually have a long list of words that we look at. And we are particularly interested in looking at words that have increased significantly in usage through 2017 and things that say something about the particular social, cultural or political events that have shaped our year.
Right. So quasi really started being used more and more, I'm imagining, on social media, particularly around the Barnaby Joyce affair.
Yes, that's right. So it was used of Barnaby Joyce in particular. I think Scott Ludlam also was a quasi. And, of course, we've seen other dual citizenships with other countries. But
it's not much of a word, quasi, is it, really?
Well, I guess that's a matter of opinion. I mean, I guess we were interested. I mean, it sort of blends two, notable words, Kiwi and Aussie. So it's a kind of interesting in sort of lexical, from a lexical perspective. And as we said, the social media, it's often used as a hashtag. So people within the kind of quasi community are using it of themselves.
Okay. Well, I say it's not much of a word. I guess I'm looking at some of the other words in your shortlist this year. Let's go through some of them. Makarrata is one of them.
Yeah, makarrata is a word with a very long history in Australian English, and of course before that in the indigenous language Yolngu, which is where it comes from, and it was borrowed into Australian English, referring to a ceremonial ritual, but then used in politics this year, of course, through the First Nations Commission, the Uluru Statement from the Heart. So we were interested to see that word was being used quite a lot in 2017, despite having that much longer history. Mm.
Postal survey, how does that qualify?
Well, we were, obviously the same-sex marriage debate was central to 2017 here in Australia. And we looked at a number of terms, not a lot of, there were a lot of hashtags around the same-sex marriage debate and the campaign once the postal survey got underway. We, sort of struggled, I guess, to find something that was distinctively Australian about that other than the debate itself. And so a postal survey was perhaps one of the more interesting ones because it was something that, obviously other countries haven't dealt with the same-sex marriage issue in the same way that we have. And we also saw a great jump in the use of the term postal survey, naturally.
But perhaps discarded as the winner because it was not really a kind of a new word. What about robo-debt? I think this is a good one.
Yeah, robo-debt was a really interesting one, and certainly one we looked at very closely. We thought it was a very good contender. Obviously, it was a word that was used this year because of the kind of debacle around the Department of Human Services and the ATO's data matching program, and the fact that a lot of people got affected by it. It does have a longer history, and we did discover that, in fact, there's quite a bit of US evidence for this word. And so it had a bit of a complex story because of international evidence. And I guess it was interesting. What was interesting about it was that it kind of followed a pattern of a number of words where we've seen, you know, they're forming with robo. So robo-poll, robo-call, and various other words like that.
We're speaking with Amanda Largesson. She's the director of the Australian National Dictionary Centre based at the ANU. It's been a big year for words, perhaps thanks to Donald Trump. He managed to create a new word, covfefe, via a tweet. Its meaning remains a mystery. Did you do any digging into this? Do you have any thoughts on either that word or what the International Word of the Year should be?
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm sure we'll be seeing, I mean, we've seen a couple of international words of the year already being started, starting to come out in the media. I think dictionary.com chose complicit last week and that was based on lookups, so people looking up their online dictionary, and that had increased enormously in terms of lookups. I suspect we will see, I think it's likely that we'll see something coming out of Trump's use of language, which has been interesting, to say the least, over the last, the first year of his presidency. Covfefe perhaps is a contender. People didn't, obviously it was a made-up
word. It's not really
word.
A word, that's the thing.
It's a kind of mistake. I haven't done a lot of recent work on it to see if it's actually starting to be, if people are actually using it as a kind of joke, and so it's actually becoming a kind of lexical
Okay. Quasi it is. Amanda, thank you very much for joining us.
Okay, great. Thanks.
Amanda Largesson, Director of the Australian National Dictionary Centre based at the ANU in Canberra. You're listening to RM Breakfast.